Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Doctrine of Truth. Bishop Poole, glad to have you again here today. And a wonderful day. It's another day that the Lord has made. The Bible says that we should rejoice and be glad in it. You know, God made the world and all everything that's in it. God bless you as well always. We are happy to have you, and you call a friend and tell a friend that Doctrine of Truth is on the air. Amen. Our desire always to bring you to grassroots level information, and that coming from you and you and you. We desire always to share our experiences for one another. Amen. The Bible says that, you know, that iron sharpened in iron. And as well as we are praying for one another. Father, we thank you right now, oh God, in the name of Jesus, for what you're doing and what you're going to do for our listeners and those that are here, those that are coming on the air, those are leaving and going back and forth. Lord, we ask you to bless us and touch us, because you say where two or three come together in your name, there you be in the midst. And Lord, we thank you, oh God, for looking on us as we went from day to day, from time to time. You didn't let any hurt, harm, or danger come to us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. As this family of Christ come together tonight, today, and whatever time they might be listening, Lord, we ask you to give them the increase, oh God, give them the increase, oh God, whereby we can live not only by our faith, but revelations of your word. And this we ask in Christ Jesus we pray, amen. God bless you, you and you and you, wherever you might be. As always, we thank God for all of your callers, those desire to call in. You can call in always at 1-855-236-2252 or 1-347-215-8816. Amen. If you'd like to find us on the website, you can go to www.jciministries.org. www.jciministries.org. Amen. We thank you. Amen as well. You can find us on our Facebook page and also, amen, on live streaming. And we thank God for all of your writing in and calling, amen, and those that are listeners wherever you might be. Amen. We're discussing the Antichrist. You hear so much, amen, in the last days. Sometimes you don't hear. And that's one of the sneaky problems with the enemy. He out to deceive. He doesn't want anybody to know. That's one avenue, amen, that the enemy, he hides information. He hides information from you, amen. He desires, amen, to deceive you and to trick you and surprise you, amen. That's some of the efforts, amen, of this world information system. And, you know, if you notice that things that come, you're not prepared. You're not prepared. So these are the direction of the enemy to catch you off guard, amen. They want to catch you in a position where you cannot protect yourself. Cannot protect yourself. Because if you protect yourself, God's people, amen, God give us the information, God give us direction, God give us the word that we can protect ourselves, amen. That's why we always here at Blog Talk, amen, Doctrine of Truth, and in Proverbs 27 chapter and the 17th verse, amen, you hear always, I like to use these scriptures here, 17th verse of the 27th chapter of Proverbs, it says, iron sharpening iron, So a man sharpening the countenance of his friend. Amen. We are friends together in Christ. Amen. Iron sharpening iron. Amen. You know, a long time ago, and probably still do now, chefs take two knives and they, you know, they work it together. Amen. They work it together. Amen. And get sharpened. So we are here to help improve one another, to help one another. We're not here to destroy one another, to fight against each other. Amen. And what experience you have, what position you have in Christ, or what God has done for you. No, we're not here about that. We're here, amen, to help one another. Amen. And through that, amen, we find in Ecclesiastes, the 7th chapter, the 12th verse, say, for wisdom is a defense. Amen. Here, we want to empower you. We want to empower you, amen, by giving you information. Amen. They say, for wisdom is a defense, and money is a defense. But the excellent of knowledge is that wisdom giveth life to them that have it. Amen. So that's Ecclesiastes, the 7th chapter and the 12th verse. Wisdom is a defense. It's a defense. Amen. And money is a defense. And this is one of the hidden secrets about the Antichrist. Amen. And we'll find that the word Antichrist has been used. Amen. In 1 John, the 4th chapter, the gospel according to the letter writing by 1 John, the Apostle John. Amen. And he's writing here. He says that 1 John, the 4th chapter, he said, beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are going out into the world. Hereby know ye the spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ is come into the flesh is of God, and every spirit that confesses not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it should come, and even already is in the world. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Amen. What we want to notice here, there's the Antichrist. We're dealing with the devil, the ones that the devil, Satan, Lucifer, the ones that the fallen angel, he come. I mean, the angel, the fallen angel, he's come to captivate the world, to have the world to worship him. But they are also anti-Christs, anti-Christ, those that the spirit that goes that fight against churches. People don't realize when they talk against the church, they anti. Amen. When they say things against the true representations of Christ, true representation of the church, they fight against the church. They fight against that spirit. That spirit. Amen. So what we have two different. We have Antichrist, and we got the Antichrist. We got the Antichrist. So here, what we're covering, and it probably will float between the spirit of Antichrist and the Antichrist himself. Amen. So in this discussion here, amen, the Antichrist, the Antichrist, amen, we can see the fallen angel, Lucifer, Satan, amen. His desire, amen, in the word of God, if we believe in the word of God, those that, amen, we always discuss what type of Bible, amen, translations, amen, of the scripture. Because Jesus said he came in the scriptures that was written of him, amen. He came in the scriptures. Amen. So the scriptures, translations of according to Luke, the last chapter in the Gospel of St. Luke, and Jesus was talking with the disciples, amen, and he said the 24th chapter of St. Luke, amen, and as the disciples were wondering, amen, they were discussing the resurrection in part. They didn't know. They heard about Jesus rising, and they were discussing here concerning his resurrection, but they were sitting around the campfire, and they were there, and they was being troubled in heart. And we're going to take it up at Luke 24 and 39, and behold my hands and my feet. Amen. We'll take it up, back up a little bit. Amen. In the 36th verse of the 24th chapter of St. Luke. Amen. And we'll find here that, and as they were, and they spake, Jesus himself stood in the midst of them and said unto them, peace be unto you. But they was terrified and afraid, and supposed that they had seen a spirit. And he said unto them, why are you troubled? And why do thoughts arise in your hearts? Behold my hands and my feet, that is I myself. Handle me and see, for a spirit has not flesh and bones, as ye see me have. And when he had thus spoken, he showed them his hands and his feet. And while they yet believed not for joy and wondered, he said unto them, have you here any meat? And they gave him a piece of boiled fish and of a honeycomb. And he took it, and he did eat before them. And when he said unto them, these are the words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled, which were written in the law of Moses, and in the prophets, and in the psalmist concerning me. And then the understanding, then open the heat of the understanding, and they may understand the scriptures. And he said unto them, that it is written, and thus it behold Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins shall be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. Amen. Now the scriptures, amen. And we always discuss the type of Bible, amen, because the scriptures have to be translated, amen, from Greek, Aramaic, amen, Hebrew, amen, and those translations, amen, those Bibles, the Bible that you have, you should amen, as well, and work it close as you can to a well-known Bible. Then as you go through different type Bibles, find a translation that work real close to what John 3:16 is one. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, amen, that whosoever believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Amen. Because the Bible, amen, is recorded from the Old Testament through the New Testament. The story is written about Jesus. The story is written about Jesus coming. Amen. And portraying how God going to give his people life again. Amen. You're going to live somewhere. You're going to live somewhere. You're going to live on this side. Amen, with Christ, amen, or live in heaven with Christ, or you're going to live in hell, with the devil, amen, the Antichrist, amen, all the demons. You're going to live somewhere, amen, but it's behooved that you, the Spirit of God come that you might have life, amen, eternal life, amen. So this is what people fight against the Old Testament. So you don't need the Bible, you don't need the Old Testament. Well, Jesus said, amen, according to the scriptures, I believe that the scriptures, Luke 24 and 44, and Jesus said that these are the words which I spake unto you which I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled, which was written in the law of Moses. Amen. Law of Moses. Amen. In the prophets and the psalmists concerning me, concerning him. Amen. They're written. They're written. So, Bible students, God's people, all are studious people. You are in this program because God draw you to get more revelation, get more understanding, and we are here, the Holy Spirit, draw us together that you get more enlightening of God's word. Amen. That you can defend yourself in these last days. Defend yourself concerning, amen, the Antichrist. The Antichrist. The Antichrist. Amen. He's coming. He's coming according to the scriptures. Amen. Now in Revelation, we just read 1 John 4, amen, the Spirit, and Jesus said, and people believe in the Spirit, amen. And when Jesus appeared to the disciples, and they was afraid, they was shaking, Jesus said, wait a minute, hold on, I'm not a spirit, you don't believe it, give me some of that raw fish over there, amen, and some of that honeycomb, and he ate in front of them, amen, it'll let you know God's people. Amen. We're going to have a new body. That body is going to be able to transform itself. And we just come and matter, amen. Material things will not affect God's people. Amen. And that's the promise that God has given us, eternal life and a new body when he comes. Amen. So here we find here that the Antichrist, amen, he deals with material things. Amen. He cannot give eternal life. Amen. Satan cannot give you eternal life. He want to trick you that you can come with him and be involved in damnation. Amen. The fallen angels, amen, they have a limited time. They can't be saved. Amen. They had their time. Amen. But they can't be saved. Amen. So here, the enemy, he fights. He fights against. And you notice in Revelation 13, and you hear many talk about the powers of 666. But no, let's go up a little bit higher in Revelation 13, and we find that in the 15th verse and the 14th verse, say, and deceive them which dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwelleth on the earth that they should make an image of the beast which had the wounds by a sword and did live. And he that had power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. And he caused all, both small and rich, poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand and in their forehead, and that no man might buy or sell, save he that has the mark of the name of the beast, or the number of his name. His wisdom, let him that understandeth count the number of the beast. But it is the number of a man. And his number is 600, 666. A score is 6. Amen. A score is 20. So you got 666. But then let's watch it here now. The enemy has power, amen, on earth, amen, but not over God's people. Amen. There's a lot of magic and hoodoo and all these things going on out there, amen. But they don't have the power over God's people, amen. Those that without Christ, amen, the enemy is able to seduce them, amen, because of the fact he tricks them to allow them, amen, to get involved in drugs and alcohol, and that's how he entered into their life. Through smokes and drugs and alcohol, amen, seduce them to get involved, amen, in something with rituals. And that's why he get into their life, get into their body, and get into their mind. But God's people have the power over that. That's 1 John said, we have overcome them. Amen. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Amen. So when we start dealing with the, amen, this issue with the Antichrist, amen, Revelation 13 talks about man cannot buy or sell. Let's look at that for a minute. Amen. Man cannot buy or sell. Now, we have to be concerned, amen, about buying and selling. For this Antichrist, amen, when he comes, he's addressing the economic condition. The economic condition. And this is one of the hidden tricks, amen, of materialism. The hidden tricks, amen, that the enemy set up is false prophets and false messengers, and they set up, and you can see it now into the world, what's happening into the world. Amen. And the enemy showed his hand, the devil showed his hand when he was coming after Jesus. Because what he does, even with Adam and Eve, he tipped them. Through false information, he tempted Adam and Eve. He just didn't walk in and demand the person to do anything. No, he have to get into their mind and get into their body and soul, amen, through worldly means. Amen. One way is always a fight, amen, with information. The information you have, amen. And notice in Matthew 4:4, amen, Matthew the fourth chapter, amen, when Jesus was in the wilderness, amen, and the third verse say, when the tempter came to him, amen. It talked about the tempter. Jesus, amen, knew the word of God. He is the word. But when the devil came, amen, to Jesus, he came and tempted him, amen, and tried to lure him to disobey God. And this is one of the biggest problems that mankind is, we have to watch out for, amen, is being rebellious against God, God's house, God's word, amen, and against God's commandments. Because God is trying to lead you in a life forever, amen, eternity with him. As long as you walk this earth, he want to show other people your life, amen, that they want to be attracted to God, amen. That's why the church is still here. That's why the man cannot destroy the church. The devil cannot destroy the church. The church will be here. Always a church of people somewhere in the world, small, large, big, representing the true God. Amen. So the tempter, he's always tempting you. You always have to make decisions. Make decisions. Should I do this? Should I do that? Amen. So the right decisions you have to make is because the more you know about the word of God. Hosea said, God said, his people are being destroyed because of lack. Amen. Lack of schooling, lack of information. Amen. The enemy, he can't run over you or take the man to come over you. Amen. God's people are lacking information. Amen. The devil try to demand or saying that you know it all. You got it all. We know you don't need no more instructions. Amen. And that's where the enemy, amen, he puffs you up, he tempts you, and you have to make a decision. All the time you have to make a decision. He can't overrun you or demand to take over you unless you have been tempted into a lifestyle, amen, where he slowly takes over your mind and give you no alternative. You feel that you got to do this, amen. If you don't do this, you know, he start bullying your mind. Amen. But the Holy Spirit and God's word will loose you from all of that. Amen. Here we find that the Jesus' tactics, amen, against the warfare of the Antichrist is still being used today. Amen. And when Jesus said, amen, book of Matthew, the fourth chapter, the tempter, amen, he constantly came after Jesus Amen. In the fourth verse, the fourth chapter, when Jesus said, "It is written," and we just finished talking about the scripture, Jesus said in Matthew 24, in St. Luke 24 and 44, something that, you know, he came in the scriptures. And here Jesus telling the devil, "It's written." Amen. "It's written. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word proceeded out of the mouth of God." Amen. Man walks on God's instruction. Those that accepted God, he walks on God's instructions. Amen. He walks on God's instruction. Amen. And then the enemy takes him again. Amen. And set him on a high temple. Amen. And set him down there and say, "Now, if you fall down, amen, God will take care of you. Amen. God will send an angel and take care of you." So there's another temptation. Tempting you, say, "Well, if you walk away from God and God take care of you, if you do everything and run after this and run after that, don't worry about it. God will fix you up. God will restore your life." Amen. And God told the enemy, told Satan, "It is written, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God." Amen. Don't put God in temptation. Don't tempt God. Don't be, "Well, Lord, I'm if you don't do this, then Lord, if you're not going to help me this way, I'm going to go back into the world." He always bring those kind of cautiousness and temptations and those kind of decision making. "Oh, you ain't saved. If you were saved, go out there and do this. God will let you know if you're saved." Amen. The enemy always tempting you and try to give you some kind of decision making that, "No, the world don't love you. They don't love you. If they love you, they would do this. And if not, God will help you." No, no. So these are the things of the Antichrist. That's the spirit, amen, to be around among people. The spirit is working among the world now. It's working among the world, working among the church members, amen, trying to tempting them to come back to him, come back to the devil, amen. Then the last one is the one when the Antichrist show up, when he show up, amen, he going to be working with the eighth verse of the fourth chapter of Matthew. Again, the devil take him up to the exceeding high mountain. Amen. Now, don't misunderstand. The enemy have power. Amen. But he don't have all the power that you have. He that is in you is greater. Amen. That he that is in the world. The devil is in the world. Amen. But you know how to defeat him. You had to defeat him to come to Christ. Amen. If the devil had all the power, there would be no churches, because he'll shut down every church. He'll shut down every believer. He'll shut down what you learn and what you know. Amen. He even have you to turn off the radio, turn off the television concerning Christianity. He even would even have you try to listen to this broadcast. He'd be working some kind of way to stop you and your families, call a friend and all of this, try to bring people to church. If he had all that kind of power. But no, you have overcome them. 1 John 4 and say, "You, beloved, you have overcome them already. You have overcome that spirit of Antichrist. Now you're growing on. You're growing on. You're reaching out. Your spirit is hungering for the word of God. It's hungering and it needs more and more." Amen. Yesterday, maybe you had pork chops and cornbread and, amen, spaghetti and meatballs and, amen, that favorite fruit. Amen. But now maybe you might want some fish today. Amen. Maybe you might, amen, want some steak. Because you're always hungering. Amen. The natural body is growing. It's growing. Amen. Maybe you have to cover up some of that gray hair, spray on that some of that old hair. Amen. Some of these things, because the body is growing. It's growing. A baby is a baby. But next 10 years, it won't be no, we can't call them a baby no more. Amen. So the spirit man is reaching out. The natural man is growing. Amen. So what? And Jesus was saying, amen, he told Satan, and Satan started using material things against him. Want to get material things. Now if you eight verse again, if the devil take him up and see the high mountain and show him all the kingdom of the world and the glory of them, Amen. Have you ever been places where they say, oh, my God, look at the marble floor and the air conditioning cars and they, you know, they oh, boy, they just pamper you all over. Amen. That's what the enemy want to do. He want to pamper you with natural things. Natural things for you, for what? He's trying to get you to sell out. He's trying to get you to sell out because the bottom line, at the end of the day, he wants you to sign the papers. Now, all this I give you, amen, if you just sell your soul to me. Because he want to be worshipped. He want to be worshipped. Amen. Then he'll drop you like a hot potato. Amen. He want to be worshipped. Amen. In the 10th verse of the 4th chapter of Matthew, then Jesus said unto him, get behind me, Satan. For it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only thou shalt serve. Amen. We serve God. We serve God. We worship God. And here we find, in back to Revelation 13, dealing with Antichrist, amen, his weapon is the economic condition of the world. You cannot buy. No man may buy or sell. No man. Doesn't matter who you are, what you got, you cannot buy. Now think about it. Think about it. This is Thursday. Many times this broadcast is recorded on Thursday. We're doing a live broadcast. Tomorrow, many get paid once a week. Then that some get paid twice a month. Some get paid once a month. But when you buy, when you cash your check, amen, or you go to the store and you say, no, you cannot, I'm sorry, sir, sorry, ma'am, but you have not been approved to buy any grocery in this store, and you go around four or five different stores, you can't buy anything. Amen. How long you going to last? How long you going to last? You got the money, but you can't buy anything. Somehow, amen, the trick have slowly, it's in the economy. Debt is floating in the economy. Amen. He's tempting you to buy more material things. He's tempting you and showing you, amen, oh, if you continue to buy material things, amen, you're worshiping me. Because what? You have left God's word. You had to leave God's word. Continue to follow material things. Amen. Now, wait a minute now. Hold on. Wait a minute now. If you study the word correctly, amen, we're in the book of Revelation. If you go in the book of Revelation, amen, the 20th chapter, amen, the 21st chapter and the 22nd chapter of Revelation, you'll find, amen, the new heaven and new earth going to have golden streets. Jesus said way back in St. John 14, amen, God is building a mansion for you. So that theory and that lie that the devil has been running through the land about God doesn't want his people to have anything, and you got to sell out to him to follow after materials. No, you already got material. You already inherited in material. When you accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, automatically you have overcome all the material here in this world because you know it just is counterfeit. The moss, the termites, the fires, the storm, and everything will wash it away. But we have a place in heaven. Amen. A new heaven, a new earth cannot be washed away. Amen. It cannot be burnt down. Amen. So that's one thing that the enemy die. He lies on. Amen. That your inheritance from God, amen, is in him, which is a lie. Amen. You cannot buy or sell. Now, what kind of God is that? What kind of help is that? And unless you come to him, God doesn't say that. Jesus doesn't say that. Jesus spoke 43 parables when he was here on earth. 43 parables, and 9 of the 43 was dealing with money. 9 of the 43 was dealing with money. They had the hidden treasures. You had the pearl at a great price. You had the labor in the vineyard. You had the talents. You had the rich fool, the steward on trial, the lost penny of money, the unjust steward and dishonest land agent, and the pounds. Nine was dealing with money. So we need financial. We need money. So don't let the devil tell you, amen, oh, the church is against finance, and all the church wants your money. No, God already knows that. God already knows you need financial help. If it wasn't so, he would have never told Peter to go down to the ocean. Amen. He would never told Peter, old man Peter, go down. Peter said, I got to pay my taxes. And Jesus told him, go down to the ocean and tell that, I already got a fish out there waiting for you, Peter. Amen. And that fish won't bite you. Just put your hand out and grab him and get that money out of his mouth. He won't bite you, Peter. He won't bite you. Just go ahead, go on down there. And he's waiting on you. And God knows where the money was. God knows where the money was. He knows where financial help is for you. He found out your help. It's a trap. Amen. The devil is working to get you in a trap. He's working on your economy. He's working on the money that you have. Amen. Many of you have the same amount of money, amen, that all these rich billionaires have. They have cars that you can buy and lease yourself. They got homes that maybe you can live in for a couple of weeks or days. You got clothes you can wear. You got everything they have in a short period of time. You have been involved just like them. But if you set your eyes on them and want to work to be just like them, then your eyes done left the Lord. And the enemy has got you running after material things. You can gain the whole world, but you'll lose your soul. Because that's what the devil wants. He wants you to fall down. That's how you start falling down. Because you stop living by God's instruction. The Antichrist is dealing with the economy. He doesn't want you to know that. He doesn't want you to know he's a tempter, tempting you to come out of your economy, come out of your trust with God. He wants you to look, amen, after the world goods, and after what the world has, and after what the world, amen, supposed to be giving you if you fall down and worship him. If you fall down and worship him, amen, he say, I give you all of these things, amen. And this is where the Antichrist, amen, he began to work on things, amen, work after things. So whenever you begin to talk about God, he want to fight. Oh, the church ain't going to do this, the church ain't going to do that, amen. But the enemy is lining your economy up. He's lining up your support, your household. Amen. You're spending up everything you have. And after a while, have you ever been laid off? And we find that what's happening now about the economy, and I don't know how many people are living from check to check. That's the Antichrist strategy. He wants you to get so in debt, and it wears you down, that it will force you to take, amen, mama, dad, and children, force you to say, well, I'm going to sacrifice my life to help my mother, my children, my brothers, amen. I'd rather let them have heaven, and I go to hell for them, amen. And he forces, and he's tricky, amen. He deceived Adam and Eve, amen. Jesus said, be not deceived in these last days. It's a material warfare coming down. You got to have this. You got to have that. Amen. Get involved in all of that. Amen. There's something about, amen, about wealth. Amen. You have to understand the pocketbook can't grow until your mind grows, prospers. And Paul was saying in 3 John, the second chapter, he said, beloved, amen, I pray that you prosper and be in good health, even as your soul. Amen. You got to get your mind right about prosperity. Get your mind right to walk around with $3,000 or $4,000 in your pocket amen. You go somewhere and you can tip the table, amen, and pay the valet and don't have to worry about it. You can look at a ticket so you don't have to worry about it because you done paid your bills, you got money in the bank, all your bills are paid off, and you own something. You own something. Amen. That's where God wants you to be the head and not the tail. Deuteronomy 28 talk about prosperity of God, but keeping his commandments. He'll lead you into it. The next way, if you want to be prosperous, amen, in faith take you, said, invest in yourself and self-improvement and believe in hard work. Yes, other people have. The devil make you look all over the world, Antichrist. Oh, it's better over here, better over there. I'm going to get that person to help me. Amen. Invest in yourself. Invest, empower yourself. Get trained in yourself. Amen. Try to improve yourself that you don't get caught in other people's plans. There are a lot of games out there. The Antichrist will put you right into that game, make you work where you don't want to work. We're talking about ungodly work now, ungodly, where you got to sell ungodly things and be involved in criminal activities. Because there are jobs where you go on, they're just plain hard work. Amen. The person, there's some saved people. Amen. They're hard to get along with on the job. They're hard to get along with. Amen. You know, but anyway, in the next step, if you want to be successful in life and the Holy Spirit leading you, start your own business. Start, be your own head. Be your own owner. Amen. There's nothing wrong with that. Amen. So Paul always said he encouraged himself. He talked to himself. Amen. So the Antichrist now, we're getting ready to open up the lines. Amen. He's sneaky and deceptive because of the fact that, amen, he's coming after your money. Amen. He's coming after your money, and he want to tie you down where you cannot buy and sell. We thought, well, money can defend us. Education can it offend you. Amen. When people come in, they don't care how much money you got. They know, I'm not going to sell you this. I'm sorry, sir. I'm sorry, ma'am. They're trying to take control of your life. And they, especially if they're not of the faith, if not Christian faith, amen. You have to watch that. You have to watch that. All right, so much to be said about the Antichrist. Now, there's the Antichrist, the Antichrist spirit, that 1 John 4 talks about, amen, the spirit of Antichrist. That's with the small s going through the world, people against the church, against God. But then we're talking about when the Antichrist show up. Amen. Amen. All right, the lines are open, and we pray that we have said something or God gave you a revelation. Amen. By looking at what's happening now in the world and what's happening to your economy. Amen. And the Holy Spirit may have been working with you about something that can be given to this broadcast or to be testified about how God had helped you. You can push 1 on your phone, 855-236-2252 or 1-347-215-8816. And those that being for the first time, you push 1 on your phone, our technician will put you in. Amen. And you can speak, and you don't have to give your name. And what we'll do is give you area code in the last 4 digits of your telephone number. Area code in the last 4 digits of your telephone number. Amen. And you're free to express yourself. Amen. All right. We have 954-4427. God bless you.
Good evening.
In there.
Good evening. Blessed program. What a topic. And, immediately you're talking about the Antichrist, and we focus in on Revelation when you're talking about Antichrist, we need to be aware of the Antichrist, but also we need in the book of John, second chapter, he talked about that even now in these times there are many Antichrists among us, and being that any time that we have unforgiveness or bitterness or lying or gossiping, things like this. These are things against the anointing, which is like an anti-anointing. Anything against the anointing is an anti. And it's not so much talking about the beast that's in Revelation. It's the things that we have in our heart, day to day in our heart, unforgiveness and stuff like that. We have to be careful of these things. Quenches the anointing. You know, it's going against God. It's going against Christ. Christ was the anointed one. And any time that we harbor these type of feelings within ourselves, you know, even lust and stuff like that, we are going against the anointed one, against Christ and his anointing. And so there are many little antichrists that we are harboring in our spirit. So that's what we have to be careful of. Certainly the antichrist in Revelation is going to come about, but before then, they are among us now, trying to keep us from being under the anointing, to get us to go against the word of God and being rebellious or worshiping idols. We have to be mindful even now of the many things that can take us out of the anointing.
Mm-hmm. Very good, very good. Amen. Of course, yes, there are bad people. Amen. You want to do something, they start talking against it. Amen. And you know it's going to help you go further in Christ, give you a greater strength and understanding. It's very, very needed to know, amen, that they are against Christ. Amen. They're against your growth. Amen. God bless you. Good to hear from you. Amen. All right. All right. We're moving right along. We're moving right along, and the lines are open. Amen. That spirit. Amen. There's a spirit out there. You might have some things that you might not think that person is against you, but where they say things, amen, give you discouragement. And God has been working with you, but go ahead, do it. And all of a sudden, this spirit, amen, people are spirit, amen, the spirit of another person come up against that. And you might not think he or she are deceiving you not to go forward. Amen. Very true, very true. All right, and another caller, let's press 1 on your phone. Amen. We're talking about, amen, the Antichrist spirit or the Antichrist himself. Amen. It's a lot involved against the economy, against your friends or relatives have that kind of spirit. Amen. And you need to identify with it. Don't talk people down on, amen. You don't have to follow it. You don't have to follow it. Be nice, amen, and be show the love of God in you, amen. And you don't have to follow. Just be nice and say thank you, and just walk away, amen. All right, you can push 1 on your phone. Your lines are open. We're talking about these last days. These are the last days. Those that are against the Bible are being fulfilled. Amen. It will be. It will come. Amen. These things will come. Amen. The man of sin will come, but the spirit of the man of sin, the man of, amen, of deception, he's floating in the land. He's floating in the land now. Press 1 on your phone, and we're might want you to. You might have somebody probably had a dream. A vision, amen, a prophecy that you wanted to share. Because we're here, amen, and according to Matthew, Proverbs 27 and 17, we're here to sharpen each other, amen, tool up each other, amen, encourage one another, amen. Should we have some kind of platform where you can go and express, amen, a godly question? Amen. Or say things that others can say in love. Say, no, well, that's not right. That's what Jesus said in the mouth of two or three witnesses, let my word be established. And Jesus told the disciples, Jesus told Satan, man cannot live by bread alone, but by every word. So we're discussing God's word, Amen. It's his instruction. Amen. To help you to see those that out there today, and you know, many more we have been witnessing to, can see what's happening to those that are living from check to check. That's a part of that. That's a part of that image the enemy has setting up and trapping people to get in debt. Amen. They have to be prepared. Be prepared to work themselves out. All right, press 1 on your phone here. We're down to the 3/4 of our time, as always. Amen. I always like to thank God for all of you that joining in this this mission work here, broadcasting, and we will be expanding out after a while. Amen. Looking for to be publicly on the air, amen, not only on the internet, but as further on public radio, amen. We thank God for you, amen. The Bible said we should be like a tree planted, amen, by the rivers of water, bringing forth his fruit in his season. We thank God for your platform you are helping out. All right, I think we have another caller, the same caller, 954-4427.
Yes, sir. I just want to say that, you know, the devil is always trying to stop the anointing from working in our lives. But the Holy Spirit, gives us what is called the unction, the unction to function, as they call it. And that is that the Holy Spirit will give us unction is closely related to the anointing, the word anointing, in that unction is to be smeared or anointed. It's very close to anointing. And that anointing that the Holy Spirit gives you, giving you the unction to function, is it gives you the knowledge to know what you need to know in order that you can do the service of God. The Holy Spirit is going to give you the wisdom you need while the enemy is trying to fight against the anointing on your life, but while the Holy Spirit is filling you with the knowledge you need and the wisdom you need so that you can honor God and be obedient and get the job done. And that's about time what the Antichrist want to do. He wants to steal the anointing from you so that when the Holy Spirit gives you that unction, that you would know the right things to do in this situation. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Very good. Very good. Those that have been led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God. And those of you that's, amen, understanding, amen, we are pinpointing, amen, being precise exactly. Amen. Talking about the ways of the enemy. Amen. Those you might not think going back to school or being tutored. Amen. Or God wants you to follow up on certain things pertaining to him. Amen. And you feel that, oh, I'm not going nowhere, God. I don't need that. That's a good example. Amen. What was talking about. Amen. Some of you want to go further in God, and God want to lead you to people, amen, to help you be a service to him, be a service to him, amen. All right, God bless you as always, amen. We are, it looks like we need to have more time, all the time we're going now, and we will have more time. We're kind of limited here. We have another caller. You can push 1 on your phone. We look like we might be able to take 2 more calls. And we always like to go in prayer. Amen. Prayer is a mystery. Goes to heaven. Amen. And get up there in the heaven. And then it comes back down to the earth. Amen. That's why Jesus said, "Our Father which art in heaven." Amen. We're talking about the God in heaven. Amen. Not the fallen angel down here. He is a little God. But all of us that overcome Christ, who have overcome with Christ. Amen. All right, push 1 on your phone. Amen. And we're Take one more call, two more calls. Look like two more calls. Amen. I think we still got our same caller. We still have our same caller in. Amen. That the 954-4427 again. Amen. I believe so. You have the same caller in. All right, go right ahead.
Yeah. Yes, sir. This anointing, when you are obeying the word and staying in that word, had the Holy Spirit give you that unction, it's the wisdom that the Holy Spirit will give you, so that when you are under attack by the Antichrist, you're going to be able to get the wisdom from the Holy Spirit that you can could be precise in your answers and how to deal with him. You know, because it's when you study, the Holy Spirit's job is now to make sure that he brings into remembrance the word of God. Not the worldly things, you know, but if you study, it's in you. The Holy Spirit is going to be faithful in that moment in time to bring back the word of God into remembrance and bring it in the right order. Now, many a time people are amazed at their response, because at that moment their anointing is on them. It's very much it's the way that the servant of God is in the pulpit. Once the anointing comes on them, now the Holy Spirit is guiding their tongue, their thoughts, and bringing it in perfect order so that the word of God would be effective, because that's the anointing then. And that's the Holy Spirit's job. If you studied it, then the Holy Spirit is going to be faithful to bring it all into remembrance in perfect order at the right moment.
All right. All right. God bless you. Amen. We're getting ready to go into prayer. We have to. All right, go ahead and lead us in a prayer. Amen. Caller, go ahead and lead us in a prayer right now.
Father God, we pray that we will be diligent in our study of your word and being obedient at all times to keep your word before us. You know, being filling ourselves, Father God, not with the world, being worldly minded, but to study your word, that in times of need, times of trouble, the Holy Spirit will bring into remembrance your word, that we may be effective in our prayers and dealing with the Antichrist. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. God bless you as always. Amen. Those of you, amen. God will bring back to your remembrance the word, and God will put you together. Amen. What happened shortly today, God brought word to me, to a man who was pulling up gas. Amen. And God, we met there, and the Holy Spirit worked, amen, to help this individual. Amen. Father, we thank you right now, oh God, for your word. We thank you for the callers, oh God, those that are listening. Lord, these are servants of yours. Oh God, you are tooling them up, oh God, to encourage them, amen, to work among your people and to work in the world. Amen. We are servants. Servants of the Most High God. And Lord, we ask you to stretch your hand of a living through your Holy Spirit, oh God, and that we give them the encouragement, amen, that they need to continue to walk by faith and not by sight. And God, you've been encouraging them, amen, to walk on, and you will always bring them out. You will always bring them out. So we're hoping and praying right now, oh God, through this program, that we continue to strengthen and strengthen them that are listening. Through Jesus the Christ we pray. Amen, amen. Remember, amen, Proverbs 29:18 says, amen, that where there is no vision, amen, the people perish. Keep your vision. Keep your hope. Amen. Once you keep your vision and keep the hope, you are in the word of God. God said, live by faith and not by sight. Amen. Man shall live and his word. Amen. So you need a vision. Keep a vision of yourself. Keep a vision of the economy condition. Pray and ask God about your condition. And also utilize not only this program, but many more Bible studies and prayer bands. Amen. We iron, sharpen iron. You help each other. Encourage each other. God bless you. We love you. Continue to pray and keep the faith. Keep the faith. Keep the faith. Because where there's faith, there's hope. And where there's hope at, God is there. God bless you. Till next time. Bishop Poole, thank you.